And welcome back to Northwest Vine Time this weekend with a live studio audience spending a beautiful day at spectacular Willamette Valley Vineyards here with Jim Bourneau, the founder. And Jim, we talked off air about this, and I want to share this conversation with our audience across the region listening in Seattle on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM, our 10th vintage now of Northwest Vine Time in Portland on our flagship FM News 101 and Alpha Broadcasting, and in Southern Oregon on KMED. We've got you covered up and down I-5 throughout the Northwest. The Rocks District in Milton Freewater. And I know this is really exciting for the Oregon industry because so much of the fruit in Walla Walla comes from Oregon, doesn't it?
Yes, you know, the Walla Walla Valley and the AVA up there, it crosses a political boundary. And about one-third of the of that area is actually lies in Oregon as opposed to Washington, and actually quite a unique one-third. You know, some of the very finest Cabernet Sauvignon has been grown at Seven Hills Vineyard, which is just above Milt Freewater. And just outside Milt Freewater is now a new district, the Rocks District, which is the newest AVA in Oregon, where some of the finest wine in the world came as among your choices of, I'm sure, wine brands, has made that district famous. It's very much like a very unique growing region in the Rhone called the Chateau Neuf de Pape area, where these very large river rocks perform and provide a very unique growing condition for those vines. It's very difficult to grow them, but they're produce very unique wines, and so I'm looking forward to joining them. We have acquired land right above Seven Hills Vineyard, and I'm looking forward to working with Casey and other those fine winemakers there, Norm McKibben, the Figgins family, and now Drew Bledsoe, because we're up on the hillside in the Sauvain Vineyard District with them.
I know right where you're at because we've been there with Norm. And what I think is interesting about Walla Walla is it's the crossroads of Northwest wine country. There's so much Oregon DNA there, not only from the Milton Freewater side. I remember standing there with Norm in that Sauvain Vineyard and saying, Norm, we're in Oregon, right? And he's like, yeah, he's an Oregon State guy. Casey grew up in Oregon City. You got John Abbott up there who's got Oregon roots as well. So there's so much Oregon DNA in Walla Walla and so much Washington influence. It really will be very exciting, I think, to see what happens for both the Oregon and Washington industry in the next 10, 20 years.
Yeah, I actually think that they're very, very early stage as a wine region. And when you look at that, you go and visit them and stay there at the Marcus Whitman Hotel, and you walk down their streets, I mean, every block has got winery or wine tasting rooms in its location. I think, yeah, just buckle up because you're going to see an explosion. That we're excited to have Norm's help in locating. Norm helped us find the property in the Sauvain area, and we purchased 42 acres. We're going to start next year, and it's Norm and their management group that's going to be planting those vines for us. We're deeply committed to that part of the wine region in making small quantities of very unique warm climate varietals.
Jim Bourneau, you've come a long way since the days of planting vineyards with a Christmas tree planter. Now you've got Norm McKibben up there and the engineering expertise in that Sauvain Vineyard. It's going to be exciting to see what happens. So congratulations on that and best of luck. And I want to bring it back closer to home now here in the Valley and Oregon and your native region, Roseburg, and we were just down there for Oregon Wine Month in Southern Oregon, and it's exciting to see. Of course, we've had Earl Jones and Tempranillo outside of Roseburg and Hillcrest, where your family has some roots going way back, obviously from a business side with that project and that vineyard, and now we see an urban winery, Dyson Damara and his partner, putting an urban winery right in Roseburg. So all around the state of Oregon, not only here in the Valley, but Eastern Oregon, where I hail from, and all across the state, some really exciting things happening.
You know, each part of our state has a unique growing conditions. Oregon is very much like France. In fact, if you took France, if you took Oregon and you made it into a cookie cutter and you put it down over the top of France, you just trim out the edges. You know, Oregon is the 10th largest state in the union by square acreage. Oregon is a big state. We have as many microclimates and different growing regions as France does. For example, the Umpqua, where Abicella Vineyard and Winery is located, Earl Jones's property, is excellent with Tempranillo and other Spanish and Italian varietals. You go further south into the Rogue between Jacksonville and Ashland, up on that bench, you know, where Harry and David grows their pears, and you'll find a very unique Viognier and Syrah growing region. You'll go up the Columbia River and above Hood River, and you'll find another pocket that has a particular set of growing conditions. Oregon, in time, will take its place among the finest wine-growing regions in the world.
I know you've got the project in Walla Walla, but besides that, what are you most excited about in the Oregon industry right now?
Wow, it's hard to contain myself, actually. The Pinot Noir, you know, is our flagship. And Pinot Noir continues to grow in its dominance as a planted variety, as a variety that's recognized from Oregon. And I believe that is our strongest calling card. And over time, as these regions gain more definition, they'll carry their own name, whether it will be Ribbon Ridge Pinot Noir or Chehalem Mountain Pinot Noir or Carlton Pinot Noir or Pinot Noir from the McMinnville district, you know, the McMill, or from the Yola Hills, or it will be Cabernet Sauvignon from the Rocks district, or from the Walla Walla AVA. But each one will carry its own identity over time. But right now, and I think for this foreseeable future, we're going to continue to attract the world's attention with Pinot Noir and Chardonnay.
There's a lot of exciting things happening all across the state. And when we continue, a special occasion here at Willamette Valley Vineyards. We will taste through the fine wines. We're going to talk about Willamette Valley Vineyards with Jim Bourneau, the founder, in our tasting room segment when Northwest Vine Time continues.